The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
In just a few weeks, anyone who owns property in Greenville County is going to be faced with writing that annual check that we all dread for our property taxes. One county councilman is proposing the county take a look at how it raises its operating revenue with the idea of replacing that property tax in the county with an additional 3% sales tax. On the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Greenville County Councilman Stan Juvalakis. Good morning, Councilman, how are you?
Good morning, Joey. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. You've made a pretty bold proposal here, haven't you?
Well, thank you, Joey, first of all, for letting me speak today. And, yeah, you know, this proposal, we've got to be creative, Joey, I believe. We've been talking about how to get some money in for our infrastructure that is badly needed. And this is just one thought, a proposal that I think we need to really look at and see where we can go with this.
Sure. Well, let me first start off by telling you that I applaud you for thinking outside of the box like this. I mean, you know, there have been times over the years that the idea has been proposed, but I liked the idea of personally of eliminating the property tax. And we need to be clear here, this would not, people would still get a property tax bill for other like if you lived in a city, municipality, or for the schools and all, but this would just be for Greenville County. But talk with us, Stan, about now you have proposed possibly 3%. Break that down for us, how that could possibly work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And to make it simple, we at the Greenville, and you are correct, it is the Greenville County portion of your tax bill. Okay, so let's be clear with that. But so that is about $150 million a year that comes into Greenville County. Mm-hmm. And 1 cent, if you rate it, 1 cent sales tax is about $75 million plus or minus dollars. Mm-hmm. So if we get rid of the 150, my thought is we need to replace that with 2 cents, which would take care of the $150 million worth of lost revenue for the county, right?
Right.
And then what we have is also, as you are well aware of, the state Supreme Court recently has ruled that we have a 1495 issue that's been going on for a few years is equivalent to about $30 million. Well, we can no longer charge for that. Mm-hmm. So our other counselors, so we had counselors, including myself, voted for giving it back, but they voted against that, I believe, because they were afraid of not have, or we wouldn't have the money to pay back that $30 million.
Right.
So where I went with the 2 cent was to replace the 150, and the one more cent would give us an additional $75 million a year that would allow us to pay back that $14.95 that we owe, or that the Supreme Court says we owe or shouldn't have collected. And also it allows us for infrastructure, repaving roads, doing some things we need to do. Our county continues to grow.
Yeah.
And our roads and infrastructure, as you know, Joey, is declining.
Yeah.
And we got to catch up. We're not catching up now.
Yeah. On our guest line, Greenville County Councilman Stan Juvalakis. All right, so, and you know, I've been talking about this some on and off throughout the morning, Councilman, and I've gotten various responses. A lot of people are for it. People are against it. Some are kind of in between. Some, you know, open to being convinced. For example, Drew writes on our text line, says, Joey, the problem with the sales tax versus property tax is they may have the same revenue at first, but they'll spend it all. and then they'll bring back the property tax. Now, what assurances would there be, Councilman, if in fact you eliminated the property taxes, increased the sales tax, that that property tax would never come back?
Well, I don't know that there are going to be assurances. I sure wouldn't be in favor of something like that, and I don't know how to get around that, but I'll say this. Other people were looking at, Joey, just wanting to add a penny sales tax on top of to raise money. They wanted to add just a penny sales tax on top of what we've got now. Where I'm not in favor of that. I want to give the people, the citizens, the right to own your home.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, let's reduce that. Let's reduce that property tax and go with 3 cents. And you know what? I don't have any assurances on that. And I don't know how to take care. I don't know the answer to that one other than, you know, if we would have raised it 1 cent like everybody was talking about, who says we wouldn't go 2 cent later?
That's,
but at least we're eliminating property taxes now.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of people have text me and email me this morning about the gas tax going up a few years ago and continues to, and that was going to take care of all of our state road infrastructure issues. Some people believe that it has not. So let's talk for a minute. What kind of feedback have you received from your other colleagues on the council?
I think others are all listening. I don't think anybody's in or out. I think people are just listening. Everybody's trying to figure out what's the best route. You know, we've talked about this for a long time, Joey, and we got to do something about it. We have to address the needs of infrastructure. We're growing at 750 families a month here in Greenville County, and we keep being voted the best place in the world to live, the best place in America to live, the best, and they keep coming.
Yeah.
So we have to address this now. We keep talking, but we got to do something about it. Maybe this isn't ultimately where it lands. But
yeah.
I'll tell you this: at least we're having the discussion, and at least we're trying to be creative, and at least we're trying to figure out a way to help with our infrastructure that is in desperate need.
Yeah. Again, I applaud you for starting the conversation. You know, the argument can be made, and I know you have said this. I mean, you spoke of the people who are. Tourism, for example, a lot of people come to Greenville just for the weekend or for just to visit. I mean, look, I've been here, I've lived here my whole life, and this is the first time in my life that people came to Greenville just to come to Greenville, you know, to come to shop and to come to eat. And look, we have a lot to offer, but, you know, the point can be made that, hey, you know, with the sales tax, a lot of those people are going to be sharing the burden. They're going to be paying for those roads and all that they're driving on while they're visiting.
Exactly right. And let me just say this. You keep talking, we talk about tourism. That is just, and let me just say this. If we do this convention center downtown, and it has, and that's another subject, but I'm just saying this. If we do the convention center downtown, and we have some of the great, the one of the top Christian art center in the whole world, arts in the whole world that we'll have available. Look at the tourism that's going to create more tourism for our arts community. And look how we can capture that extra money from those tourists that are coming that helps us all.
Yeah.
So that's my thinking.
Now, is there any discussion, Councilman, on possibly, because the other argument that has come up against this is food, that, you know, groceries. Is there a chance that maybe certain items might be exempt from the additional sales tax?
Well, I think that's up for discussion. You know, I don't think we have an exact plan right now. I think we're formulating the plan. We're talking to a lot of people right now. And by the way, the county council, as you know, just can't do this. We would have to go through a referendum. There's a lot of things we're going to have to go through our state legislators. So we have a lot of work to do to get there.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be creative and find solutions to where we need to be.
Yep. Greenville County Councilman Stan Givalakis, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your morning with us. And, hey, we'll continue to follow this. I look forward to seeing where this leads.
Thank you, Joey. Merry Christmas to all your listeners, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Councilman Stan Givalakis.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.